Had to get all the Raiders before we sign off. Daniel, how are you, sir?
Just fine.
Good. Good to meet you. What's going on today back here in service? It looks like your tools are way more organized than mine. I will say that right up.
Well, we're trying to get them organized. It got to where we couldn't find anything.
I'm like, where did I leave that?
Yeah, that's where we're at.
What's going on today? What are we working on? That's a big old truck we got in here.
Yeah, that's our truck. Trying to get it ready to go again, just checking it over and servicing it and making sure everything works right.
Problem is, when you sell it, I guess the customer expects you to take it to them, right?
Yeah, we deliver all over the United States.
It was one of the longer road trips that you remember taking to take somebody a piece of equipment.
I used to run to Mexico quite a bit.
For real?
Yep.
I had a brother, he drove a reefer for a while, and I thought, man, it'd be cool. One summer I rode with him in his truck, and he would get produce around the Mexican border. I got out of that real fast. I didn't have the air seat. I'm like, this is no fun. That's a lot of work driving that far.
It is. It is.
Do you remember what you hauled down there?
Oh, wow.
Holy cow. Is it just you when you're hauling a combine, or do you have to have an escort vehicle? How does that work, or does it depend?
It depends. You know, if it is a delivery that we're making and we just take the duals off the combine, we'll have to run escort, you know, by law.
Right.
But if we're going, you know, any distance, you know, 500-600 miles, we'll tear it down to least possible dimensions, and we'll get it down to 12 foot where it's legal.
You got to look at those overhead height warnings really closely, don't you?
Yeah, everything goes out of here is close to 13.6.
Yeah, that makes sense. What's it like having to work with all your siblings? I always wondered about that, because I was like, I don't know if I could work with my family. Y'all seem to make it work. Excuse the pun.
You have to make it work.
Yeah,
it can be trying at times,
but
give a little, take a little.
But at the end of the day, everybody works it out, right?
That's right.
That's good. Well, thank you. I knew probably radio interview wasn't on your list today, but I appreciate you talking to me. I told Mary, I said, Mary Elizabeth, wait till I get live, and I'll go get Daniel. He won't run from me then. So I appreciate your time. I know you're busy working.
All right.
Take care. Yes, sir. Raider Auction Company. Come see them. It is a family operation, and it is all about customer service. And they'll give you the service you deserve. Celebrating National Ag Week. Don't forget RaiderAuctionCompany.com. For the website, you can follow them on Facebook, too. Bill Booth for the whole crew at Raider Auction on WKDZ.